Greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you so much, too, Lord, for making this possible. And thank you, Lord, for letting your anointing show the power of your word, the truth of your word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to study Sodom's destruction is prosperous ease. Yep. Calhoun's mouse utopia experiments are now coming true for humanity as self-annihilation, infanticide, and gender distortions become commonplace. And I'm going to share an article and make some comments. This article or articles are by Mike Adams, 11/28/22. And I'm going to make some comments in here, and you're going to see this, what he is repeating here is so important. It is a proof of what God says in his word. And this article obviously may contain statements that reflect the opinion of the author and not necessarily myself. There's a picture here of Calhoun and his experiment. And this is, of course, from Natural News. In the late 1960s, a scientist named John Calhoun created a mouse utopia where populations of mice would enjoy everything they needed, essentially without effort. Unlimited food, water, living space, population growth, without predators, and so on. It started with 8 mice who began to reproduce quickly, enjoying their newfound utopia with unlimited resources. Within 4 years, however, the population had become extinct through self-annihilation, even though all of the resources it needed for survival were readily available, including ample space to live. Well, my thought is, what about the 1,000 years of peace and prosperity falsely claimed by those who do not respect God's word? The book of Revelation, which supports the results of these findings, and which they reject, has a perfect numeric pattern in it, like the rest of the 66 books, and no other books have ever been found with this complete and perfect pattern. It's God's signature. Yeah. Okay, what happened to Calhoun's mice? He repeated the experiment multiple times using mice and rats. Each time the outcome was the same. Extinction within 1,588 days. Populations began to collapse at around 560 days for reasons discussed below. And what we are witnessing in the world today, right now, with the self-inflicted annihilation of humankind, almost perfectly reflects observations from Calhoun's mouse utopia experiments, except now it's happening in the world of humans. Well, we know Ecclesiastes 3:18-19 says, I said in my heart, it is because of the sons of men that God may prove them, that they may see that they themselves are but as beasts. Get this. That's unborn again man is a beast. Okay. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, or spirit, by the way. And man hath no preeminence above the beasts. We're talking about unregenerate man. No preeminence above the beasts. For all is vanity. Amen. Well, as Jesus said, man must be born again and believe his word to escape his own fallen nature. Filmmaker Mike Freeman has made a film about these experiments. It's called Critical Mass, and you can learn about it at criticalmassfilm.com. Amen. A bioethicist named Jan Kuban has written extensively about this on a site called physicsoflife.pl. There, on a page dedicated to Calhoun's experiment, he describes the Calhoun experiments as one of the most important in human history. And he delves into the meaning of all of this for humankind. On this page, I'll put a link here, he describes the phases of life and annihilation through which the mouse utopia passed. Here's a summary. Phase A, day one, strive period, establishing territories and making nests, first children are born. Amen. Phase B, day 105, exploit period. Rapid population growth, social hierarchy established, offspring higher in those with social dominance. Phase C, day 315, stagnation phase. Population growth slows, males become feminized, females become aggressive, taking over roles of males. In other words, Jezebels advance. Okay. Violence becomes common. Social disorder skyrockets. Male mice begin to assume female roles. In other words, mouse transgenderism. Mouse slash rat homosexuality begins to emerge. Pedophilia grows rampant as they begin mounting the young. Fertility falls in females. Mothers reject their young. Phase D, day 560. Death phase. Population collapses. No young surviving. No longer any conception. Non-reproducing females resort to eating, grooming, and sleeping. No interest in socialization, no social skills learned by remaining survivors, no ability to be aggressive, which means no ability to defend their young or their nests, avoidance of all stressful activities, including anything resembling competition. We know about that. Preoccupation with grooming and physical attractiveness, inability to navigate challenges of the real world. Only the outer appearance of being superior, but lacking cognitive and social skills. Totally unable to reproduce, raise young, or compete for anything. So utopia leads to extinction. As Kuban writes, John Calhoun's collaborators' conclusions. The larger the population, the less care a mother gives to her nest and young. Non-academic conclusions drawn by people educated in life. The principal factor is the lack of social education in the young. Another, due to the abundance of food and water and lack of predators, there was no need to perform any actions to acquire resources and or avoid danger. So the young have no opportunity to see such actions learned. So bad pupils often lose their lives and later use them effectively. Okay, utopia. When one has everything at any moment for no expenditure, declines responsibility, effectiveness, and awareness of social dependence, and finally, as Dr. Calhoun's study showed, leads to self-extinction. Contrarily, difficult conditions instigate better coping mechanisms for the population, leading to its growth, strengthening, and reinforcement. Lawrence W. Reed, writing for FEE.org, adds the following observation on all of this in an article about the rise of the welfare state. A link will be here. The turning point in this mouse utopia, Calhoun observed, occurred on day 315, when the first signs appeared of a breakdown in social norms and structure. Aberrations included the following: females abandoning their young, males no longer defending their territory, and both sexes becoming more violent and aggressive. Deviant behavior, sexual and social, mounted with each passing day. The last 1,000 mice to be born tended to avoid stressful activity and focus their attention increasingly on themselves. In other words, total selfishness, as we see today. We are seeing the same thing in today's human societies. Many scientists have dismissed any link between Calhoun's mouse utopia experiments and human society. But in the years since these conclusions were drawn, human society has come to strikingly resemble the self-annihilation tendencies of the mice. For example, in human society today, we note that socialism / progressivism teaches children that competition is bad. Oh, one of the effects, Everyone's a winner in the mantra of our time, and this creates an environment where children are not challenged. In fact, it is no longer even socially acceptable to subject children to any challenges at all. Students are selected into colleges merely based on their skin color or sexual orientation, or corporations hire people based on precisely the same traits, regardless of merit. As Cuban writes, the principal conclusion of Calhoun's experiments is as follows: the lack of challenges gradually spoils the behavior of subsequent generations of a population. This degeneration is inevitable and leads to eventual self-extinction, unless they're born again. Due to the lack of challenges, the extinction of a population is inevitable. It lasts several generations, but is inexorable, meaning, of course, impossible to stop or prevent. This is precisely the path being pursued by left-wing socialism / communism / collectivism. This also highlights the dangers of a universal basic income, UBI, or welfare / stimulus giveaways. When you give resources to populations without any apparent scarcity or competition, those populations raise generations of offspring that are incapable of functioning in society. Yes, this reminds us of Johnson, President Johnson's great welfare society, which ruined a whole generation in this way and broke down marriage. Yeah. We are seeing all the other signs of the mouse utopia collapse in modern human society as well. Infanticide and abortion, even the celebration of killing the young. Rampant homosexuality and transgenderism. Pedophilia and exploitation of the young by older members of the society, kind of like the deep state Satanists, like trafficking children and pedophilia, right? Increased violence, collapsing socialization skills, exacerbated by masks and lockdowns, obsession with self-grooming behaviors, as we see demonstrated by today's youth when it comes to selfies, social media presence, etc. Collapse in fertility of both males and females, spontaneous abortions, stillbirths, inability to cope with adversity, bullying of certain individuals in the population, withdrawal from social circles, If these mice had guns, there would have been mass mice shootings, just like we have today, huh? Well, our rats have vaccines and wars and, yes, mass shootings, right? Complete withdrawal from biological reproduction as transgenderism, pedophilia, violence, and lunacy takes over. Ooh, we're there. We are there. Does any of that sound familiar? It sounds like every left-wing city in Western society. What the mice demonstrated in the 1960s, left-wing humans are living out in the 2020s. The only real difference is that a generation of mice takes about 50 days to play out, while a generation of humans takes about 20 to 25 years. That's the only difference. In summary, population itself is not the problem. Collectivism and the welfare state is what will lead to humanity's self-annihilation. See, they think population is a problem. We just need to kill a lot of people, like the Georgia Guidestones made a law, right? As economist Thomas Sowell stated, the welfare state shields people from the consequences of their own mistakes. Oh my gosh. Allowing irresponsibility to continue and to flourish among ever wider circles of people. Food abundance has made humanity weak, privileged, and unable to rise to any real challenge. Part of the shock here is how easy food availability and gluttony has led to the weakening of the human race. Where food and other resources are readily available, children don't learn about competition, scarcity, skills, socialization, or achievement, or I might add, farming. It is scarcity that results in learning and leadership, and without scarcity, there is only gluttony, apathy, and collapse. Amen. Notably, the mice never ran out of physical space. Well, so this wasn't a overpopulation problem per se. Well, they bragged about bringing down the population to 500 million on the Georgia Guidestones, right, till they were destroyed. It was self-annihilation stemming from the collapse of the culture of the mice. This was achieved in modern-day society by removing God and the Bible from schools. This is my note here. By the Supreme Court back in 1963, which eliminated prayer and Bible reading from schools. They no longer valued competition, achievement, or resources. They became lazy, apathetic, self-obsessed, and distorted through what we would now label LGBTQ behaviors or collectivism tendencies, ultimately leading to the total collapse of any viability of offspring. Zero population was the inevitable result. Yep, like Sodom and Gomorrah. These mice were prisoners in a large physical structure where they were granted unlimited resources. Today, 8 billion human beings are living in a prison planet which provides large amounts of food and free money, but where human culture and fertility are rapidly collapsing. Okay, here's Mike Adams' summary of the Calhoun experiment. 11/29/22, and this was transcribed for us by Terry McGinley. This podcast may contain statements that reflect the opinion of the author, and my notes would be in red again. Mike Adams said, "This is a special report on the Calhoun experiments." And let me say, beginning at the 22:14 minute mark and the mouse utopia revelation about what's happening with humanity right now, I've studied this research a little bit more, and I'm shocked at the details that I've uncovered because it paints a near-perfect roadmap of the downfall of human civilization right now, Mike said. I'm going to share with you an overview of some of the details that were observed in these mouse populations in the 1960s, including, by the way, transgenderism, infanticide, pedophilia, grooming, all the things that we are seeing today in human society. This means that the downfall has begun. We are just a couple of generations away, probably from the complete collapse of human civilization with no live births. At least that's what happened in the mouse population. Maybe it won't happen to all human beings, but the Calhoun experiments, of course, if God hadn't stopped things, all mankind would have been wiped out, right? That's what it says. That's what the Word says. And the Calhoun experiments were written up in the Smithsonian Magazine and published in mainstream science journals of the time. And essentially, Calhoun built an artificial world for these mice, and he did it with rats also, but most of his experiments were with mice. He built a kind of a fort for them. It was pretty large, and it had unlimited food and water and no predators, and also essentially all an unlimited amount of living space, in other words, housing or resting or for mice, right? And into this environment he placed, to start with, 8 mice. And then these 8 mice, having unlimited food and water and no predators, began to reproduce in an astonishing rate. Now, if you know anything about mice, they're able to reproduce very, very quickly, and the female can get re-impregnated immediately after she gives birth, so they can produce a lot of mice very quickly. So what happened was it went into a growth phase, but then this whole thing went into collapse after around 580 days. Well, a generation for mice is about 50 days, and a generation for humans is about 25 years, I would say. And, well, 580 days to collapse percent by 50 days per mouse generation is 11.6 generations for mice. 11.6 generations times 25 years per human generation equals 290 years to collapse if you consider that the Industrial Revolution began in earnest by 1830s and the 1840s in Britain, and soon spread to the rest of the world, including the United States. And you take our current year of 2022 and subtract 290 years, it brings us back to 1832. So we can see how the beginning of the Industrial Revolution was the beginning of our human societal collapse. And once God, the Bible and prayer were removed from society and schools in 1963, the degeneration of the population began to accelerate exponentially. And so he goes on to say here that in any case, there was a massive growth phase, lots of reproduction, population was doubling very quickly, lots of mice in this habitat, so to speak. And then it went into a stagnation phase where birth rates slowed down because they began to witness some aberrant type of behavior, perversion. In this phase, which is, let's call it the stagnation phase, maybe the perversion phase, they started to witness female rats taking over the roles of males. So there was a masculinity factor in the females, and then many males became more feminized. Oh boy, we're seeing that, aren't we? The Jezebel's taken over, and the Ahab's, submitting. Some of the males were isolated from the social construct of the mouse community, so they were loners. Some of them were bullied by other male mice, and then there were also gay mice that were transgender mice, and there was pedophilia. So as all these things started to come out, they were associated with increased acts of violence and a lack of socialization skills. Now remember, what was happening during all of this is that the newborns, the youth generation, did not have to compete for anything. So it was kind of like in the modern world today, where they say everybody's a winner, and we're not going to compete, and there's no losers. And everybody got unlimited food and water and no predators. There was no competition. It was pure socialism or communism. Basically, it was a welfare state. I want to make you understand one thing. There is a difference between Christians not competing with one another, who have a born-again spirit, and the world doing it, okay? So, another note I would like to add is that we can see in Russia and Cuba how the communist experiment failed once any incentive to innovate or prosper due to hard work was removed from the population. Yep. People need that, okay? Now, there is a communism that works among Christians because of love and because of a gift of a new creation from God. But that doesn't work with the world. And that's what this is pointing out. So, he went on to say, you had a mouse welfare state where no one had to work or compete in order to have food and water and reproduce. And so, in that phase, they saw a lot of transgenderism and gay mice, and the attempted mounting of the youth or child mice. So there was pedophilia, and so on. And in the final stage, which is the collapse stage, the population of all the mice in the aggregate began to decline quite rapidly. In this phase, there were no more live births. The mothers abandoned the children, like you're seeing happening today. They did not raise them. They would get pregnant and they would give birth and just abandon them, or they would be carrying a child and they would drop it accidentally and then would just leave it and move on. Mm-hmm. This is similar to what we see today with abortions, infanticide, left-wing operations celebrating the mass murder of children, not caring about children, celebrating abortions, etc. In addition, this phase saw more violence and the total collapse of socialization skills among the mice. Since they did not have to compete for resources, they did not have to really sort out through social hierarchies who was dominant or who had control over which resources, and so the social dominance of hierarchies collapsed, and they ended up with these subpopulations of female mice that Calhoun called the beautiful ones. The beautiful ones spent all day doing only three things. Number one, they weren't interested in sex or reproduction whatsoever. They had no children. Number two, they would spend all of their time eating and self-grooming. And number three, they would sleep. So they would groom themselves, which is something that all animals do to some degree, so that their fur looked fine. They looked healthy. They looked like leaders. They looked like successful members of the mouse society. Mice are mammals, and they have very complex societies, by the way. So they would groom themselves in order to look this way, and that goes along with what we see in our society today. We have a lot of youth that are focused entirely on selfies and how they look and outward appearances and posing for the selfies and posing on Facebook and filming their videos like on TikTok with their theatrical staged apartment that looks like, oh, we have fashion handbags and we have been traveling and life is so awesome and it's all an act. Okay. Well, that's what the female mice were doing. They were interested in, they weren't interested in sex. They weren't interested in reproduction. And in fact, they did not reproduce whatsoever. There were zero live births in this phase, and the population began to just die off. And then eventually it did completely die off. All of the mice died. And what's shocking is that the mice died even when they had unlimited food and water and space and no predators. So importantly, this was not an issue of overcrowding where they ran out of space to live. Well, that's what the elite would like you to believe, and they want you to be the ones to sacrifice this earth to them, right? That did not happen. There was still plenty of space to live. So anybody saying, well, this is what happens when you have overpopulation, that's actually not what was going on, and it's not what's going on today. So what was really happening was there was no more competition, and then the youth generations never had to learn how to overcome obstacles. They never had to learn how to find food or how to compete for food or how to make food, right? They never had to learn how to navigate social hierarchies in order to maintain control over certain resources, for example. They never had to negotiate with each other or trade with each other. So, in other words, social interdependency and cooperation, right? Or even really tolerate each other. And so social skills collapsed. Food harvesting skills collapsed. And those skills never got passed down from one generation to the next. And ultimately all the remaining living mice had no skills whatsoever to survive. Not even when everything was given to them. So in this welfare state of mouse utopia, as it was called, the collapse happened because everything was free. And that led to a cultural collapse of the mice, where knowledge and information was not getting passed down from generation to generation. Well, you can include biblical principles here too, because without the moral absolutes of the Bible as a foundation of societal behavior, there's no moral compass or spiritual anchor for the souls of humanity. And we know, whatsoever a man sows, so shall he reap. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly what is happening, he goes on to say, in our universities right now, where America's youth are being taught victimhood, liberalism, progressivism, blue hair, nose rings, transgenderism, but no actual knowledge of how to navigate society or produce anything to do anything useful. So every bullet point that came out in this study from Calhoun is what we are seeing in society right now, today, in real time. Every single thing, infanticide, abandonment of children, transgenderism, females taking on male roles, increase in violence, total lack of socialization skills. I mean, look at what COVID did to our children. Lockdowns, masks, social distancing that only made it worse. So we've got an entire generation of children right now that have virtually no social skills whatsoever. You know, it's kind of like the deep state read all of this, right, this experiment right here, and they're doing their best to bring it to pass. Because they don't want population explosions. And of course their father, the devil, wants to take as many out as possible. So I'm going to continue. And importantly, they do not believe in competition. So you can even go to students in today's colleges and business schools. They do not believe in competition. They think that everyone's a winner and that equality means equal outcomes and that everything needs to be adjusted to make sure that they're equal outcomes, and demanding that anybody be promoted based on merits, well, that's racist. How silly can you get? You can't have merit or meritocracy where everything is based on equality, which is what the mice had in the mouse utopia, and then they all died because they lost the skills of navigating reality. Again, this problem is magnified in the world where they don't have the morality and the nature of Jesus Christ. Okay, they need the things that are spoken about here. The Christians don't need that. They are motivated by something entirely different. God, right? He went on to say, they lost the skills of how to adapt, how to learn, how to pass along knowledge, how to teach their children, and so on. Well, this is also why the plans of the Alliance, or the White Hats, of universal equality and universal basic income and unlimited money supplies ushered in with the GCR is not a sustainable outcome for humanity, because as long as there is a devil and wicked men who serve him, peace and prosperity for the masses is an impossibility. God judges wickedness. Okay? And a lot of scientists saw this, and some predicted, well, this is going to be the doom and gloom for humanity. But they misinterpreted it. They thought that this is about overpopulation and population control, that this is due to overcrowding, and that if we have too many people in one area, the overcrowding drives everybody insane, and then everybody dies. But that is a misinterpretation. Again, it wasn't overcrowding. It was because everybody was getting welfare, and then over time, generation after generation, they lost the skills. So, what do we see in society today? What did we see with COVID? Stimulus money, free money, universal basic income. Here everybody's going to get money for free. That's the same thing as the mice utopia, handing out free food and water, and generation after generation in humans, entire families lose the ability to function in a society, and all they do is raise children and then, in some cases, just murder them or abort them or abandon them, just like the mice. Mm-hmm. And what's shocking to me to consider in all of this is that those mice didn't feed their children poisoned food laced with pesticides and herbicides and heavy metals, and they didn't have chemtrails, and they didn't have hormone disruptors in the food packaging containers and all of that. They didn't have heavy metals in the water supply, but today that's what humans are subjected to. So it's far beyond the insanity of having everything provided and having no predators just sitting around eating and grooming and sleeping. Far beyond that, that humanity is being mass poisoned. Yes. So when I looked at this study, this gave me a lot of new perspective about the collapse of human civilization as it is unfolding in front of us in real time. It finally allowed me to understand that the global collapse of civilization can happen solely from cultural changes, and that they stem from things being too easy. Well, we know that Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And we know in the leftist cities that they don't like to punish crime, so crime just skyrockets. And they turn them loose. Their judges turn them loose. The rat populations in these leftist cities are doing exactly what they did. So he went on to say, from humanity having too much readily available food, frankly, and easy money, stimulus money, low-cost money, which is what the Fed does with their money printing, all of these handouts, they actually destroy humanity. The welfare state, universal basic income, stimulus money, all of it actually cripples humanity and causes the downfall, which is their plan. They know this. Okay? And in the signs that we're seeing with transgenderism, the LGBT agendas, the pedophilia, the child grooming, the abortions, the infanticide, child mutilations, all of that. This is well known to occur in society as they are losing their minds and collapsing. Yep, just like in Sodom and Gomorrah and the Roman Empire, right? And he went on to say, and they reproduced this scenario in mice over and over and over again. Did you ever think that? You thought this was just a human thing. You thought this was just a Satanism thing. And it isn't. There's a lot of cooperation with Satan in the earth. There's a lot of children of Satan in the earth, so on and so forth, right? So he goes on to say, there's more to it than that. This is a twisted perversion of cultural insanity that's seizing our modern society. And these things have been seen before throughout human history as well. By the way, the Roman Empire, for example, and some of this took place in Aztec and Mayan empires and so on, throughout human history, this has been seen before, and it's happening again. Yes. Wow. Well, Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, that which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. And there's going to be a mass die-off because of this, he says. Well, we know there is a mass die-off because of this, and it will get worse according to the Book of Revelation, right? He went on to say, we may only be one generation away from the mass extermination of the human race. It would actually happen if God permitted it. We know the 1,000 years of peace is also 1,000 years of humankind being under the rules of God. Okay. And it... He goes on to say, and it's already in play. I mean, we are watching the last stage right now. And so, if you think about it, agricultural mechanization of the leveraging of farming equipment in order to produce a lot of food artificially with very little effort, supplanted by fossil fuels, of course, this actually created a society of food abundance that is going to lead to the downfall of human society. Isn't that interesting? Well, that unnatural food abundance creates collapse after a few generations. And we're there now, because how many youth in America today can grow food or even recognize where food comes from, or even know what garden seeds are or have even worked in a garden? And now, of course, they're making the seeds that are duds in order to destroy populations through famine. Yeah. He went on to say, once you lose contact with food and you lose contact with the process of having to struggle to acquire it, then you lose your humanity. For the world of mice, you lose your mousehood, mouseness, your mouse sanity, or whatever. And humans have far more toxins and poisons and biological assaults against them today compared to the mice. For example, humans are being injected with mRNA vaccines. These mice weren't injected with that. And mRNA is transhumanism and infertility and fibrous clots and everything that's killing humans today. It's hardly a day goes by that I don't pass a funeral procession out on the main highway here. It's astounding. And what we used to hear in a week of sirens, of ambulances, we hear in a day now. Okay? So they are doing it. And so far, nothing's done anything to stop them. And the book of Revelation tells us it's going to continue. Because if you take the shots today, within a few years, you're gone. So the collapse of human populations, he says, is vastly accelerated compared to the collapse of the mouse populations in the mouse utopia experiments. Pray for America. Don't sell your soul to the Satanists and the pedophiles, and that's for sure. Yep, I agree. Well, I just want to share a few words with you that the Bible explicitly states that consequences for prosperous ease or sodomy. Okay, Ezekiel 16:49-50. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, prosperous ease was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. Abomination, of course, is in one of God's most common statements, is concerning perversion. Ecclesiastes 8:11, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Yes, if they can get away with it in a leftist society like these leftist cities do, if they can get away with it, they'll go out and do it again. Yep. Well, Romans 1:18-32 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it unto them, including these experiments. Okay? For the invisible things of him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse. Because that knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Yes, it is. Professing themselves to be wise, many professors in these schools are teaching the poor young how to be leftists and communists and so on and so forth, and pedophiles, and on and on and on. So, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of the image of corruptible man, and of birds, and of four-footed beasts, and of creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves, for that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Well, lost mankind is doomed according to this experiment. And, of course, we know that. But born-again people are marched to a different tune. And I'm talking about truly born-again of the Word of God, not just accepting Jesus as their personal Savior and going on with their life as usual. That's not born-again, okay? So God gave them up in their lusts unto their uncleanness, that they should dishonor among themselves their bodies, and they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And for this cause God gave them up unto vile passions, for their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working unseemliness and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing the ordinance of God that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them. Well, amen. And 2 Peter 3:3-9 says, knowing this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For from the day that the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And for this they willfully forget that there were heavens from of old, and an earth compacted out of water, and amidst water, by the word of God, by which means the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word, have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But forget not this one thing, beloved, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to youward, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 1 Timothy 6:9-10 says, but they that are minded to be rich fall into a temptation and a snare and many foolish and hurtful lusts, such as drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some reaching after have been led astray from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows, just as we saw the mouse experiment, right? James 5:1-6. Come now, ye rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, your garments are moth-eaten, your gold and your silver are rusted, and their rust shall be for a testimony against you, and shall eat your flesh as fire. You have laid up for yourselves treasure in the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who mowed your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth out, and the cries of them that reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. You have lived delicately upon the earth and taken your pleasure, and you have nourished your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and you have killed the righteous one. He doth not resist you. 2 Timothy 3:1-17 says, but know this, that in the last days grievous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, haughty, railers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, no lovers of good, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of godliness but having denied the power thereof. From these also turn away, for of these are they that creep into houses and take captive silly women, laden with sins, led away by divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And even as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also withstand the truth. Men corrupted in mind, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be evident unto all men, as theirs also came to be. But thou didst follow my teaching. Now here's where it turns around for God's people, obviously. We have seen these leftist perverts in both the church, which we call the faction, and in the government, which we also call a faction. And the faction is great among them, and that's when they begin killing everybody, each other off, right? But for God's people, it says, but thou didst follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, sufferings, had things to overcome, right? What things befell me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors shall wax worse and worse, just like in the mouse experiment, deceiving and being deceived. But abide thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction. They don't like correction, right? For instruction which is in righteousness. They don't like righteousness, okay? That the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. Oh, thank you, Father. And Jude said, beloved, while I was giving all diligence to write unto you of our common salvation, I was constrained to write unto you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once and for all delivered unto the saints. You got to go back to that. Now, you can't make a modern-day religion expect the same results. For there are certain men kept in privily, even they who were of old written of beforehand, unto this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I desire to put you in remembrance, though you know all things once and for all, that the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. Believe it. And the angels that kept not their own principality, but left their proper habitation, he hath kept in everlasting bonds, under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, having in like manner with these given themselves over to fornication and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Oh, don't forget this. Yet in like manner these also in their dreamings defile the flesh and set it not dominion. Like the women taking over dominion from the men and the men giving up their dominion to the women, and that was part of the perverse cycle. And rail at dignities. Yes, that's what they do, and persecute and kill dignities, right? But Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed not. Disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing judgment, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these rail at things whatsoever they know not, and what they understand naturally, these, like creatures without reason, in these things are they destroyed. Woe unto them, for they went in the way of Cain, and ran riotously in the error of Balaam for hire, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are they who are hidden rocks in your love feasts when they feast with you. Shepherds that without fear feed themselves. Clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn leaves without fruit, twice dead and plucked up by the roots. Yep, remember three out of four of the people mentioned by Jesus in the parable of the sower fell away from the word that they heard, right? wild waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, wandering stars for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved forever. And to these also Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of their works of ungodliness which they have ungodly wrought, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, showing respect of persons for the sake of advantage. Yes, in John 12:48, He that rejecteth me, receiveth not my sayings, hath one that judges him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last days. Yes, and it's happened. Well, I know I went fast through this, but you can go through it a little slower and think on it and look around you. It's happening. Father, thank you that your people are withdrawing from this society into your society and growing in your ways where there is peace and joy and righteousness and equality and giving up of things for one another because of love, instead of buying and selling, they're giving and receiving. Oh, praise be to God. Lord, we thank you for your society that you have taught us to live in, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, saints.